Hey, Ben.
Hey, Tanner.
Have you ever seen the Season 2 award show?
Let's reel it in.
And we're back. We're here at the Season 2 award show. Round of applause.
Woo! We got our studio audience way in the back that you can't see. Way in the back that you can't see. And in front of them all is Andrew and Phoenix.
Here we are. Give them a round of applause.
Here.
Yay. There they are. Yay. You guys remember them from that one episode.
Vote for Pedro.
Very good.
I've done this before.
Yeah.
An award show.
We're glad you're back. Thank you for being back.
Here, obviously.
Yes.
If you're listening on Spotify, pause it. Go to YouTube.
Go to YouTube right now.
And watch it instead.
Please.
You'll get so much more out of it, even if you're driving.
Please. You missed the shot of Andrew and Phoenix shirtless. And us. No, not us.
That can't have happened yet.
Ben, what do we got going on tonight? What are we doing?
Well, we got drinks.
Oh, can I get one? Mine's the other one.
Wait, yours is the other one.
Yeah, I measured.
You measured it out.
I measured it out.
You said it before I could say it.
Hey, these guys also have drinks as well. Hey, let's all cheers.
Cheers, brothers. Andrew's drink is browner than ours.
Andrew's also browner than us.
So am I.
Yep. All right. That tastes really delicious.
It's because it's Dr. Pepper.
What a season.
I will say this has been, one, the most transforming season of my life.
Wow.
And also for the award show. Something to do with the movie podcast that we do.
We've made friends. I got off of Instagram.
I lost weight.
I got engaged.
I'm still dating Julianne.
I haven't seen Matt Fulton in too long.
Andrew and I were on camera for the first time together.
Phoenix is the best man at my wedding.
Andrew's my best man when I'm getting married.
That's true.
Yep, there you go.
Mm-hmm. All right, do we want to stall any longer, or do we just want to get into the awards?
Let's get into the awards. Honestly, I'm already drunk. Let's do this thing.
Just like the Oscars this Sunday. Isn't it crazy how our award show fell on the same?
Oh, yeah. It looked like you were just going to hug your cup with your hand.
Hey, let us know in the comments below if you like the Oscars or Reel It In Podcast Award Show more.
Please.
Mm-hmm. What has a better ring to it?
The Reel It In Podcast Award Show. All right. What's up on the agenda for tonight? You made the slideshow.
I have a trivia question.
Oh, you do?
Hit it, Phoenix.
No, we don't. No trivia question.
These are all of the movies that we watch.
Should we read them off? Are these all of them for real?
These are all of them for real.
All right. Well, none of them are in order.
In the
Stop.
Middle.
Let's.
He has neighbors.
Not yet. All right. The movies.
Casper.
James and the Giant Peach.
Elf.
The Incredibles.
Sandlot.
The Polar Express.
Jingle All the Way.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Roderick Rules.
Good one. Elf and the Chipmunks.
Oh, SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
Hocus Pocus.
Hulk.
The Napoleon Dynamite.
The Santa Claus.
We were in that one.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo on the Zombie Island.
On the Zombie Island?
On Zombie Island.
That boy. Sleepy Hollow.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
School of Rock.
The Karate Kid.
Stuart Little 2.
Batman.
Air Bud.
Night at the Museum.
A Goofy Movie.
Finding Nemo. Disney Pixar's Finding Nemo.
You guys can't be talking over us the whole time.
Your mic is probably louder than ours,
because
we
can't hear us.
Edit in post.
I don't want to. I got finals, my guy.
Oh.
I got midterms, my
What's
guy.
Next? What do we got?
Trivia question. Hit
Stop
it,
doing that. Oh, trivia. Okay, is it me or you?
It's me.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a me.
For our first question, Tanner.
Go
back.
What?
No, go back.
Go back.
Go back. Go back. Thank you.
Trivia question one.
Trivia question number one.
Okay.
Last year, Tanner won, and I lost the trivia. This year, it's going to all change.
Okay, we'll see. Come on.
What is the highest number of likes we have on a YouTube video? Is it 5, 7, 9, or 8?
5.
It is 5.
Boom.
Shoot. The highest number of likes we have on a YouTube video is 5 people. I don't know. I don't know what video it is.
I liked on different accounts.
oh, you logged on different one. Fair.
Okay. Well, hey, that means I'm in the lead right now.
First award.
Here we go.
Hit it, Phoenix.
Let's see. Oh, best summary. Okay. We have
By best summary, we mean worst summary. We watched through all of them, and it was the we just chose the worst one that made us laugh.
Yes.
You got. We're not going to play clips, but you can go back and watch these. We have the Polar Express,
The Incredibles,
and Scooby-Doo Zombie Island.
It's Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island.
On the Zombie Island.
On the Zombie.
All right.
Stuart Little.
And Stuart Little too.
Two.
Dose.
All right. The winner.
Of best. What do we got? What do we got? What do we got?
Is.
Yeah, Phoenix has to do it.
Zombie Island.
Dang. Yeah, I remember that because wow. I remember I just ate a whole bowl of popcorn.
The only reason we chose this one is because Tanner didn't listen to me at all.
I didn't listen.
And just ate a bowl of popcorn.
I was sweating, too. I had sweat dripping down my temples.
It was Taki popcorn, so it was hot.
It was Taki popcorn.
The spicy peppers from the movie.
Yeah. I also didn't know what was going on.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Oh, yeah. No.
Spicy peppers in the movie.
Yeah, he's right. He's right.
That is true.
Spicy peppers in
the movie. Spicy peppers in the movie on Zombie Island.
Oh, well, there you go. I copied and pasted.
Yeah.
What?
Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island.
Scooby-Doo,
ghost pepper, zombie pepper.
Okay, yeah. So congratulations to Scooby-Doo on the Zombie Island, onto a Zombie Island.
We already announced it.
No. Stop that. Not yet. We're gonna call on you.
Trivia two.
What's next?
Tanner,
yeah. Go to the next slide. Let's see. Oh, trivia question number two. Okay, here's my question for Ben.
Are they gonna ask us?
Here we go.
No.
Good.
Did you spill? It's on your chin. Here, I'll catch it. All right. My question, you've done worse, Andrew. Here's my question for Ben.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, God. Oh, he's bleeding.
It's my only white shirt. Cut it.
Cut this whole. God dang, dude. Oh, Ben. It is all. Hey.
Should I zoom in?
No, stop. No.
This is.
Don't mess up the shot. Put it back. Zoom in. Let's see it. Oh, my gosh, dude.
Camera professional.
How'd you do it?
I literally just missed my mouth. That was Tanner.
That was me. And that made
and
him
laugh. And I looked at him while pouring the drink.
Right.
Didn't
right.
stop. What's your question?
Okay, my trivia question for this is, stop that. I told you that it would be us telling you.
Yes, neighbors.
You weren't supposed to talk at all during the Elf episode, and you just yell,
Red Claws.
So quiet.
Ask your question.
I'm just angry. All right. My question for Ben is this. How many episodes has Ben worn a hat in? Is it 10, 13, 16, or 20?
I didn't have 10 fingers for that.
Incorrect. It is 13 episodes. Ben worn a hat throughout this season. Sorry, man. Looks like I'm going to win again. All right. What do we got going on next? Let's see.
Cut it.
most quotable. Mm. There was a lot of quotes in this season. Don't you agree?
We said a lot of things.
We said a lot of words.
Said a lot of words.
And people in these movies did too. The winners for this are.
The nominees.
Sorry. The SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
The Incredibles.
Elf.
And Napoleon Dynamite.
Is quotable a word?
Quotable is a word. We spelt it correctly, too.
Weirdly spelled.
It's on Wikipedia.
We spelt the word correctly.
I spelled it correctly. Unlike the word inappropriate that I spelt incorrectly on the episode.
I also did inappropriate.
That's a highlight.
That is a highlight. Okay.
I guess
we didn't even get a drum roll.
Napoleon Dynamite. Go back. Let's do it again. Go back. Let's do it again. Go back. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Don't go forward.
All right. Let's get our drum roll.
Winner
is
Napoleon Dynamite.
I knew it.
A lot of words. A lot of words.
I knew it.
Let's just all go around and say one quote from Napoleon Dynamite. I'll start.
Okay.
You're just jealous because I'm online and get hot babes all day. Mm-hmm. That's not the line at all, but
it's close. My quote is. Oh, my lips are real bad.
I was going to say that one.
Oh, well, suck it up.
This one most quotable movie. You gotta
my favorite
one.
Part is when he's like, K-K-K-K-K-K-K, when he's getting his balls electrocuted.
Yeah, he's trying to go back to the past.
Kill it.
Right? That was a time machine, right? Oh, gosh. Okay.
1987, right? Something like that. Tina, you fat lard.
Oh.
Come get your dinner.
Good one.
Wow. Next. Okay, what do we got?
I got another trivia question.
Oh, okay, perfect. Let's see.
Tanner, what does the middle initial in Michael J. Fox's name stand for?
Oh, do you have?
No.
James.
It's Andrew. What? His middle name is Andrew.
What? Is it for real?
It's Michael Andrew Fox, but he goes by Michael J. Fox. I guess Tanner got one wrong, guys. I guess I'm still in it to win it.
God. You are a cheat. This guy sucks.
Hey, it's the actor from your favorite movie. If there's one person whose middle name you would know, I'd assume it would be his.
I don't know anything about his life. I know about Marty's.
He's
okay.
Got Parkinson's.
He's got next. Parkinson's disease. Yeah, he's good.
Slide.
Ah, the most traumatizing.
Most traumatizing.
Now, I don't know about you guys. I was pretty scared this season. More scared than I've ever been in my life. Andrew, were you guys scared at all during this?
And on the 11 minutes you watched, did you get scared?
I got stuck there. Sorry.
It's okay.
No.
Finding Nemo has some really scary parts in it.
Yeah.
They're in the trenches.
Yep.
They're in the dentist office.
What'd you say, Andrew?
Marinara
Trench.
The
Marinara Trench. All right. Polar Express. What scared you about the Polar Express, Tanner?
I would say the little black girl. I prefer that the little black girl wasn't voiced by Tom Hanks. Unfortunately, it was. And I think the reason why it traumatized me is because how am I supposed to associate Woody with a black girl? That's how I'm feeling. What
I thought
do you guys
the Ebenezer
feel?
Puppet Scrooge was pretty scary.
Who?
My scariest thought was the blank, vacant stares they had sometimes.
Yes.
Not the black
yeah.
girl.
Yeah, the
not the black girl.
No, that's
not,
a little weird to say.
It's kind of weird to say.
I think Tom Hanks.
No, the reason this movie is scary is because of the Uncanny Valley. Because
Uncanny
they're
Valley?
Kind of real, but they're not real. They're animated, but they look real.
Zach
and
Hutcherson
brain
was
literally
in this
doesn't
movie.
Know what to think. What it's watching.
Zach Hutcherson was in this movie too.
Tom Hanks
was
in this
real.
Movie.
Keep it real.
Daryl Sharaba. No, Daryl Sharaba was also in it. Hold on. Go. Daryl Sharaba. Do you know who he is?
I don't
Spy
know.
Kid. He's one
oh,
of the Spy
yes.
Kids.
Yeah.
Daryl Sharaba was also in the movie.
Yeah. Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island. I mean, self-explanatory.
It sucked. It was traumatizing to watch because I hated it. It was a terrible movie.
You're on an island on that one. You're on Zombie Island yeah. on that one.
More each day.
You need to speak into the mic if you need to. What do you say
it's
it again?
It's a good movie.
Really good movie.
Okay.
Very good.
I just didn't think it was scary. Truthfully.
Sleepy Hollow
freaks me the crap out.
Decapitated people.
Yeah, and Christopher Walken was in it too.
Sharp teeth Christopher Walken.
Christopher Ryden. That dude was riding a horse the whole episode. Did you guys see that movie?
Save a horse.
Ride a Sleepy Hollow.
Ride a Sleepy Hollow.
No, that movie on this list is probably the closest one to legit
horror, for sure.
That we watched.
And Ben was like, I watched it as a kid.
And I watched it at a very young age.
Yeah.
But yeah, so much traumatizing.
Let's get a drum roll.
Please.
And the winner is...
I think Phoenix forgets he has to click.
Yeah, I think he does.
Spacebar.
Polar Express.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. You know what kind of train this is? I got a pair of socks. Got a pair of socks for Christmas and underwear.
How did we get Phoenix on screen? That's
not Phoenix. That's not Phoenix.
I have those glasses. We should put them on.
He's in control of the slides. If he leaves, this award show is done.
Yeah, hold on. Hold my mic. I'm going to get something.
It's Tanner's turn to ask a question.
Ben is double fisting mics right now.
It's Tanner's turn to ask a question. Guys,
here we go.
This would be the point in the real award show where there would be a musical guest. We couldn't afford Rihanna. She was at the Oscars, and she's still pregnant.
Now, here's the thing. Look at Phoenix. Go back to the last slide.
You don't have to do it.
There he is. There's Phoenix again. Now, Pan.
I kind of.
And there he is. There he is. There he is.
Put those glasses on Andrew, and they would look like that kid. Okay, next question. Next slide. Award show. Hey, let's get up for the award show again.
Let's give it up for the award show again.
I love this award show.
Good. Trivia question for.
Is it Mike's turn?
It's your turn.
Okay, my question is for Ben. all right, in the Goofy Movie episode.
Gosh.
How many times did Ben say that's goofy? Was it?
Ooh.
Was it
20 plus.
14?
Whoa.
16, 20, 22.
14, 16, 20, 22. Well, last time I went low, and it was the one above it. Now, he could be playing mind tricks on me, and the answer being 16.
Okay.
Because the second one you gave, but also it could be low, because I don't think I said it 16 times.
Okay.
You said 14?
Yeah, 14, 16, 20, or 22.
I'll go 14.
14. Okay, incorrect. Which is a bummer because Ben doesn't get anything right. So,
I know where I'm going.
It was 16.
When I die.
It was 16.
Oh,
it was.
It was 16, dude. Yeah. Oh,
you said it mostly during the summary when I was giving the summary. Grab your mic.
Was that on the list for best summary? Phoenix, can we hop back a little bit?
It no, wasn't? I don't think so.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
Who
it wasn't.
Made this category?
You. All right, what do we got next?
I'm 0-2. I'm 0-2, guys.
What's your Rotten Tomatoes on this episode?
This episode? The one we're doing?
Talking to me?
Yeah.
It's Totten Romato, by the way.
It's working its way up there.
They can't talk. Honestly, the shot's going to be on us right now. What do we got?
Oh, I love
this
category.
Best actor. This category needs some clarification.
This is fun.
This needs some clarification.
Yeah.
It's not best actor that's winning right now.
It's not Brendan Fraser.
It's not even Elvis Presley himself.
Austin Mahone?
Butler.
Who's Austin Mahone? Is he that singer?
He's a football player.
That's Patrick.
That's Patrick. It's Patrick Mahomes.
No, this plural. Is Patrick.
Whose phone just buzzed? Andrew's got a.
I'm really sorry. My LinkedIn went off.
Andrew's got a match on Tinder.
Gmail.
Andrew
got a Tinder match.
Stop.
Okay. Sorry.
This category.
Go
is
on.
For the most seen actors throughout all of the films.
Who's jumped around?
We went through all the films and we said who is
who sees
in.
The most.
Huh?
Who sees the most?
What did I see? What did I say?
I'm just here. I don't know what's going on.
You can probably explain a lot better than I can. Go for it, buddy.
So here's the thing. These people have been in movies, not just one, but multiple in the movies that we did for season two. And just like how one person shows up in one, they also show up in another. And just how there's actors that
show
up.
So for Brad Garrett, he's in Cash for Night at the Museum, Stuart Little 2, and Finding Nemo.
Which is crazy.
So we're judging based on performance and number of movies that they've been in.
Let's go into who they were. So Brad Garrett played Fatso in Casper. He played Dum Dum from Night at the Museum. He played The Plumber in Stuart Little 2. And he played
Bloat
in Finding Nemo. That's Brad Garrett.
Bill Cobbs played the coach in Air Bud.
Yep. And the black one.
Tanner.
There's two coaches. There was two coaches.
I don't like the way he said black.
Me neither.
And at the night at the museum, he also played the night guard.
One of the night guards. Thank you.
The black one. And then Tom Hanks played Hanks every character in the Polar Express, including
Jason Lee played
Alvin.
All of the chipmunks played himself.
He played himself.
No, he played Dave.
Yeah, he played Dave, and then he played Syndrome in The Incredibles.
In The Incredibles, it's Syndrome.
Not Frozone. Yes, Phoenix, you got a question?
Sinister.
Or, hold on. Drum roll.
Winner.
Drum roll. And who do we got? Who's that?
Brad Garrett.
That's Brad Garrett. You don't know who
Brad Garrett. He's
from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes. What were you going to say?
Good job.
Well, I was going to say it's pretty obvious. He's got the most up there.
No competition, right? So
yeah.
It was pretty obvious.
Yeah. Even though Tom Hanks played everyone. Everyone in this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Trivia question number 5. What do you got for me, Ben?
I gotta remember this question.
Yes.
It
just evolves.
Your phone's over there.
Put my phone.
Hold this.
All right.
Hold this.
I am.
Hold.
Give me it.
Hey, put that finger.
What? Why are you pointing at me?
Why are you yelling?
What'd you say?
Stop flipping me off over there.
Oh, sorry about that.
How dare you?
I'm sorry about that. Here you go, Ben. Don't grab the drink.
Just what year?
Here we go.
Did Pooh's Heffalump Adventure come out? Now,
why are you asking me a question about season one?
Was it 2004, 2006, 2005, or 2003?
2005. Was that right?
He was right.
Yeah. I wrote all the years
down. Another one.
I wrote all the years down.
Another one. Give me another one. Give me another one. Give me another one.
I don't have another one.
Well,
what color does Pooh Bear wear?
Pooh.
He got one wrong. He got one. Okay. Next slide.
Next slide.
Best actress. Now we gotta clarify
something right now.
Not only are we identifying the best actress, but we're also identifying who's been in the most movies.
I might have drank.
Pretty tight.
Rachel Harris. Now we all know Rachel Harris. Rachel
and every other category, like, there's been four people.
We couldn't stop.
You guys good? And every other category.
Friendly banter.
In every other category, there's been four.
There's been four nominees.
Tanner and I scorched.
Hate
the
women.
No, we don't hate women. No, we don't hate women. Stop. I was going to say we scorched the earth looking for a fourth nominee
right.
And found nobody. No one.
No one.
No one. Not even a mom. All right. Rachel Harris was the mom.
Was the mom in Roderick Rules and was also in School of Rock.
She was one of the teachers.
She was one of the teachers, I think.
Christina Ricci was.
She was in school. Hold on. Rachel Harris was in School of Rock. I kind of remember that.
She's one of the teachers, bro. You found it.
Was she one of the teachers?
Yes.
I guess she was one of the teachers. Hey, there you go. Christina Ricci.
Ricci.
Christina Ricci was in Casper as.
Casper.
No, she wasn't Casper.
She was Lady Casper.
She was no. She
She was Casper's lady.
She was Casper's lady. What was her name?
Cat. Her name was Cat.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah. And then she was in Sleepy Hollow.
Which I don't remember her name because I didn't care about the movie.
Yeah, she was in Sleepy
Hollow.
You
boys need to cut it out back then. Casper. You speak when you're spoken to.
Who's Amy Sedaris playing Elf? Who'd she play an Elf?
Amy Sedaris? She played the lady at the front desk. No, stop.
Who?
She played the lady at the front desk. Who's like
a telegram.
A telegram.
She was also a teacher in School of Rock. There's a lot of teachers
see my dad,
in School of Rock.
Your dad from the North Pole. From the North Pole.
Christina Ricci was
Sleepy Hollow. Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
She was Wednesday in the Addams Family, but we didn't do that movie this year.
Amy Sedaris is a teacher in School of Rock.
Right.
Rachel Harris might be a mom in School of Rock.
No.
Or
she's
another teacher.
No. Oh, maybe you're right.
Hit it, Phoenix. Give us a drum roll.
Drum roll, Andrew.
Amy's the winner.
Oh!
It's Christina Ricci.
Who was surprised?
So here's
She's the
thing.
Best.
Ben has crushes on girls with giant foreheads. Christina Ricci is number one.
Just to match my own.
She got bangs to cover it up.
Just so I fit in.
She got a banging forehead. She got a big forehead.
This is gonna be more edited than last year's Oscars. Okay, this is gonna be a crazy episode. Okay, next slide. Ask me another question so I can get it wrong.
All right, here's the last one. Here's my last question for Ben. Ben, what in this season, throughout the last 25 episodes that we recorded within the last year, for season two?
Your question already lost me, dude. What?
Out of the 25 episodes that we recorded for season two, which one was the shortest?
Are you going to give me options?
Nope.
That's not fair.
Oh, well, you know, you didn't give me an option for Michael J. Fox's middle name that starts with an A.
That is the only one he got wrong, Ben.
That's true. But I've gotten all of them wrong so
exactly.
far.
Let's.
I mean, I should get some leeway.
No, sorry.
You got to give me some options.
Can't.
Ben,
can't
I'll give you a little hint.
Yes.
Starts with air and ends with bud.
Is it? He doesn't know the answer. I don't know how he would know it.
Is it Air Bud?
Is that your final guess?
Final answer.
No.
I made up one.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Here he comes.
Uh-oh.
It was all because of a G.I. Jane joke, I guess. All right. So we got the best movie. This is
not bald.
This is that.
I've never seen Andrew's hair before.
See that?
There he goes.
Andrew, yeah, Andrew's never worn a hat.
Best movie. Now,
wait,
now,
yes, you have.
Now, this is actually
this
based.
This is the moment. This is the moment here. We're here.
This is the moment.
This is the big one.
Hold on. I thought I heard car alarm outside. Yeah, you heard it too?
Mm-hmm, it was
real. A car alarm?
Yeah.
This is the best movie of the season.
How do you think you hear a car alarm?
Because we
it's
heard
either
a car
alarm or it's not, right? I don't get it.
Either you don't.
It could have been like a phone buzzing from close by.
We heard Andrew's phone buzz earlier.
From far away. Tanner.
Yes.
Best movie nominations.
Napoleon Dynamite.
School of Rock.
Karate Kid. Sorry, I forgot that was next.
It's The Karate Kid. I don't know who made this slide.
You.
The
and finding
the
Nemo.
Karate Kid
and finding Nemo. The finding Nemo.
And the finding the Nemo.
The finding of Nemo.
Finding Nemo, the.
The findings of Nemo.
The findings of Nemo. Get off.
The findings of Nemo. What are they finding?
These are great movies.
We need to pause for a second and reflect on all these. Napoleon
in
Dynamite.
In Memoriam.
I was going to say
In Memoriam. In Memoriam.
Go
all
ahead.
The other movies.
I'm interrupting
to
you
all
now.
Those we've lost.
To I'm interrupting
Mom.
You now. I'm interrupting
Barracuda.
Barracuda. Oh, I keep interrupting you, please.
No, I was
forgive me for interrupting you.
It's okay.
Go.
I was just going to say we need to honor the movies. So
yes.
We're on the same page.
Yeah, okay.
What do you love about Napoleon Dynamite?
I loved when Andrew and Phoenix were there. But are you talking about the movie? I'm
talking about the movie.
The movie, Napoleon Dynamite, classic film, okay?
Mm.
Fun. Spontaneous and nothing worth no there's no reason why this movie exists, but we're all glad it is.
Yeah,
we're all glad it does.
Yeah,
so
I was gonna say there's nothing like it except there's Nacho Libre.
I've never seen Nacho Libre except once.
School of Rock, easy. Speaking of Nacho Libre, Jack Black. Jack Black is the
you
is
cannot replace Jack Black.
School Rock.
Let's rock. Let's rock today. You can't replace the School of Rock with any other movie there.
Except all the other School of Rocks that exist. The Karate Kid.
Including
almost,
the band.
I almost gave this movie 100%. That's
you
how
almost
good,
did,
that's
and
how
I almost got
it.
Afraid. But
that's
I will I say it. The 90s cheese is great. The wax 80s. On, wax on.
80s cheese.
Did I say 90s?
Yeah.
Same thing. There was the wax on
hey
and the
man,
wax off
the
and the painting the fence. I mean, I do this at work every day for stretches. So.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Be quiet. Interested in something.
No.
More like the 80s.
Dude, so good.
Hey, I forgive you, man.
But the Karate Kid is great. Ralph Macchio still is macho. And he's definitely still.
Finding Nemo is the first movie I ever saw.
More like
in
the 80s.
In theaters. What'd you say?
God, he said more like the 80s again.
Oh.
And,
that was good.
And I loved it when I was a kid.
Which one are we talking about
Finding
now?
Finding Nemo still.
Okay. Good Andrew.
I loved it then, and I still like it a lot.
Okay. I screw you. I thought you were definitely going to ask a question because – in every episode, I go, I still really like the movie, like for every movie.
If you guys watch,
you guys
you
have
know.
No comment?
That's a comment right
there. So, Finding Nemo is great because it was, it's everything you could ask for. Pain, pleasure,
Barracuda.
Joy,
Barracuda.
Laughter, barracudas,
and
sharks.
Tanner likes because there's no black people in this movie. So, it's, you know.
There
it's,
is one
Tanner's
black person.
Favorite so
there's
far,
that.
I think.
I'm not. What is this? What is a stereotype? What is this thing?
Where could this possibly be coming from?
Where is this coming from? I don't understand where this is coming from.
Hey, bud.
Oh, no. Just okay. Based on us not knowing who the winner is, who do you think won?
Who do you think won, Phoenix?
What movie?
Who do you think won? Don't hit the button. Guess.
No. Guess. You got to guess. Phoenix, move your finger back up. Who do you
School of Rock?
Oh. No. Go back. Go back. Go back.
Finding
Go
Nemo.
Work. Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
The findings of Nemo.
Finding Nemo won.
Finding Nemo. Finding Nemo won the best Fair movie Buddha. Of season two. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This was great.
So
this was fantastic.
Oh. So last season, we gave an award to the Iron Giant.
Yes.
And this trophy says best movie season one.
Yeah.
So we can't give this to the movie.
Uh-oh.
But what we do have.
Fishy.
What is it?
Fishy.
Goldfish. There's a
oh, what's in it?
Open it up, my guy.
Oh, do you guys know what it is?
Instead Goldfish. Of one trophy, these are our trophies.
Oh, bro.
For the Finding Nemo movie.
Can, yeah, one at a time or all of them?
Just do as you please.
Look.
It's Gil.
It's Gil.
It's Will Defoe. Nemo's dead brothers and sisters
were eaten by that bear.
All 399 of
the
them.
The yellow guy.
Bubbles.
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 Oh, Dory. A Dory.
Dory with the
goggles. Sherman.
With the chicken strips.
Squirt.
Squirtle. Is it just Squirt?
There's another Squirt.
Squirtle's a Pokemon. This one has red eyes.
Brad Garrett. It's Brad Garrett.
Bloat.
Bloat. No.
There's more.
Pink.
Pink.
Her name's Daisy.
Is
Daisy.
It actually?
Her name's Ink. I inked. You guys made me ink.
What are these? Ink. We have a very...
Yep.
We have a very stoned Nemo.
I think this is the mom.
No.
What's the mom's name?
Well, she was eaten as well.
Well, we have a red
Maybe
Nemo?
That's why she looks
There's
like she's stoned.
There's a red Nemo and an orange Nemo.
One of them's Marlin.
One of them has to be Marlin.
Okay, Marlin.
That is mom. That is the mom, then.
That is the mom,
dude,
yeah.
Hey, guys.
Would you put Marlin back in the bag?
Finding Nemo won the best movie of 2023 for season two award show,
and we found
Finding
him.
Nemo,
and we found him in the flesh.
Finding Nemo is here. We found him. He's Nemo.
What do you guys want for season three? Do you want a season three?
Do you want a season three?
Put it in the comments.
Put it in the comments.
We already have the movies lined up, so even if you were to comment a movie, we're not gonna do it. We're gonna ignore you.
Say no in the comments.
Say no in the comments.
And before we close. We have to dedicate the season to some people.
Yes.
Very special to us.
Very special people.
Better.
Now, last season we had Matt Fulton.
Should we look in the camera when we do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last season we had Matt Fulton.
This season we lost him.
Pretty much. This season we're giving it to people who mean a lot to us.
Yeah.
It's to all of our blind and deaf listeners.
Blind and deaf listeners. We know that you listen and we know that you watch, and we're thankful for both.
We love you guys very much.
We love you guys.
And we appreciate your support.
For sure.
We know those 5 likes came from 5 of,
five of you. 5 of you.
5 of you. Andrew and Phoenix, you got...
You guys got anything else you want to say?
You guys good?
You guys are good? All right, good. Hey,
Ben,
until next time,
keep it real.